Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Right now, it gives me much delight and pleasure to speak to this man because we have a common interest in aviation. And welcome, Gideon Novick. How are you?
I'm great, Kathy. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How's it going with Lyft?
Very good. Very good start. We've been running for almost a month. It's been a crazy month, as you know, with all the chopping and changing of the various restrictions that South Africans have had to deal with. But there was a lot of travel in December, surprisingly, actually. I think many people just wanted to get away and reconnect with family.
Sure.
And so there was quite a big rush to move around the country. And now it seems people are quite eager to get back home and just see what, you know, what lies ahead in terms of this the pandemic.
Gideon, what routes is Lyft flying?
We've been flying mainly the Joburg-Cape Town route, so that's kind of our mainstay, and that's where we're going to focus. And we were also flying to George over the holiday period. So because we've got a very kind of flexible model and we're able to introduce new routes very quickly, we pretty much follow the demand and where people want to fly, as opposed to fixing ourselves into specific routes for the long term.
Isn't that amazing? So how does your model work?
Well, basically, we, you know, because of COVID and everything that's happened in the industry, there's quite a lot of excess capacity and aircraft available and flight crews available. So that's provided us with the opportunity to be really flexible and ramp up and ramp down as demand dictates. And as you know, it's just been pretty much impossible to predict any kind of demand. There was a massive drop-off, obviously, with COVID and a period where there was no travel at all. And even looking ahead, it's just absolutely impossible to predict. You know, people used to book and plan trips many months ahead. And now, you know, people are literally planning days before. And one of the things we thought was really essential to do was to introduce full flexibility so that people really can make their booking and know that if plans change, if they need to cancel, they need to change, that they can do so and there's no fees that are added and no penalties in doing so. So really, I mean, I guess the whole world today is around being flexible and agile and able to change plans very quickly.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. How often do you get to fly?
Quite often. I mean, I like to see what's going on and, you know, see how the flights are going and the crew, you know, engage with the crew. You know, a lot of our crew are new. I mean, they're quite experienced, but, you know, we're building the service style and, you know, trying to do things in our own special way. So, yeah, as often as I can, I actually haven't flown for a couple of weeks. I need to jump on a plane soon and just reconnect. I do love it, much like you. I love not only being on the plane, but chatting with the guys and going into the cockpit and speaking to the flight crew, and lots of fun, actually.
There's just something about it. I mean, I could actually sit at the edge of a runway all day and just watch planes, you know, land and take off the whole day. And each landing is a bigger thrill than the last.
I know. It's a fascinating
it's
thing.
Mad.
I mean, even if you're in the industry, it's like every time the plane takes off, you're like, how did this actually all come together that, you know, 50 tons of weight can just be launched into the air?
I know, and so graceful.
It is spectacular.
Yeah. Do you ever go to the international air shows?
You know, the local one or overseas?
Well, I think Paris has a very big one.
Yeah. You know what? I've never been to Paris. I went to the London one. I think it was called Farnborough.
Yes.
Which was fantastic. I mean, not only all the commercial aviation stuff, but when you see some of the military stuff and the fighter jets, and I once saw a Harrier. I mean, you'll know what a Harrier is.
Oh, a Harrier jet. Incredible.
Yeah. It's like this, you know, for people that don't know, it's an incredible fighter jet. I mean, it's pretty old technology, but it can take off vertically pretty much like a helicopter. And I remember seeing that. I think it was an air show in the US, and I just was the most incredible thing to watch.
Yeah, there's something very sexy about planes. I don't know really what it is.
Yeah,
and I can spend hours on YouTube just watching from the air shows.
Yeah.
I think when it was when the Dreamliner was launched.
Yeah.
I mean, the air show, that was at Paris Air Show. I think that was in 2013, maybe.
Yeah.
And this huge jet just doing a vertical takeoff. It's just unbelievable.
Incredible.
Flying. Incredible. Yeah. Get on. I could talk to you about this for the rest of the day, but you know what?
Yeah.
You need to get on with it, and I need to get on with it. But, thank you so much. Thanks for
nice
the time.
To reconnect.
And just all the best. And, we'll keep up to date with you. Thank you so
awesome.
Much. God bless.
Thanks, Kat. Take care.
You too. Cheers.
Ciao.
Cheers. Bye. Cheers. Harrier jets. I mean, do you ever remember seeing a Harrier jet? So they actually used to take off vertically. They had, they were amazing. I think they were produced by Britain. They were using the British Air Force. Unbelievable, unbelievable technology. Whatever happened to that? Why did they stop that technology? It's because they were so incredibly noisy. You know, moved to maybe lighter aircraft. Who knows? Anyhow, if you're an aviation enthusiast, then there are some very, very good channels on YouTube that you can follow. Unfortunately, they haven't been the busiest channels, but some channels with, you know, pilots, just go and look for them. I can't think of any that come to mind at the moment, the names, but where pilots post their posts and things that they see. Just gorgeous. Everything from cloud formations to crazy landings in these crosswinds, where you've got planes that are just, they almost miss the runway, or the pilot comes in at a side angle and then at the last minute straightens the plane and lands it. I mean, that's serious flying.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.